Well, Pearls of Wisdom is back, and Dr. Pearl Coupe is back with us for that. Last week, she left us with such a powerful word, encouraging us to not be quiet and not keep our encounters private, but be public about them. Be like the woman at the well and go and talk about how we've encountered Christ, because that has the potential to change someone else's life. Right. Dr. Pearl, welcome back to another episode of Pearls of Wisdom. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. See, I am just so excited, you know, just to continue our series on encounters. So big hello to everybody out there. And yeah, we're continuing on encounters because you know what? I find that a lot of us, we go out there, especially to conferences, to meetings, and we want to encounter and have an encounter with Christ. And that's the other thing I want to say about encounters. It's not a one-time experience. So when you go in, you know, when you receive Christ, that's a major encounter. But you shouldn't just be thinking that's the end of it. We should look for a lifestyle of encounters. Every day you wake up, you must look for that special meeting, special experience, special encounter with Christ. And that's what keeps sustaining us. If you're still feeding off of your encounter in 1978, you know, don't just be trying to feed off of your 78. Hey, 1978. Yeah, in 1978. No, girl, you need to be looking forward to every morning, every day you wake up. Encounter something new. Encounter him in the word as you read. Encounter him in your prayers. Encounter him as you meditate, you know, on the word and worship him. Don't just be, you know, looking at 1978 and you ain't never encountered anything since then. No. Is some of the encounters, yeah. Come on now. Let's be looking for daily encounters with the Lord. Yeah. So in our last series, I wanted to talk about last time, you know, we spoke about testifying, the importance of testifying and sharing your encounters, because that's actually what's going to win souls and what's going to, you know, increase and impact and influence the kingdom. This time I want to talk about encounters, the fact that encounters are not supposed to be left at the personal level. So when you have an encounter, that encounter is not just for you. It's an encounter that's supposed to literally change the environment, change the atmosphere. And that's why we need to witness about it. So your encounter, it carries power. As you share it, you testify about it, it carries that potential to change the atmosphere. And, you know, there's something I always preach and talk about, this to say that God has not ordained us to be thermometers, but we are supposed to behave like thermostats. And the difference between the two is that a thermometer, what it does is it measures the temperature. So you take a thermometer, you know, like the doctor will say, open up your mouth, puts a thermometer in your mouth. And what does it do? It measures your temperature to say you're either too hot or your temperature's normal or something is abnormal around it. That's all it does. That's all it does. But it doesn't go beyond that. Now, the thermostat, which is what you would have installed in your home, and the thermostat there, it measures the temperature. But then it goes beyond measuring the temperature. It has the capacity to, if the temperature is too hot, it brings it down. If it's too cold, it brings it up. So a thermostat goes beyond what a thermometer can do. A thermometer just measures the temperature, but thermostat now changes the temperature. So this is what I'm saying. Our encounter is not meant to keep us as thermometers, where all we do is measure temperature. What's an example of measuring temperature? Well, if all you're doing is complaining about the potholes, hey, I'm a potholes, they're the size of swimming pools these days. Hey, pothole done damaged my car. Oh my God, my time. Oh my God, oh my God. All you do is complain. Hey, load shedding, Eskom, you know, you're calling Eskom by all sorts of names. Yeah. If all you're doing is complaining, hey, the price of rice, tastik, has gone up. Hey, kunzi makorafu, it's ugly out there. Yeah. If all you're doing is complaining about the weather, the potholes, the lack of electricity or whatever, that's all you're doing is complaining. I put it to you, as we would say in law, I respectfully put it to you, you are a thermometer. Because all you're doing is measuring the temperature. Hey, hinny, wada, wada, it's cold. So what you going to do about it? Because if you're a thermostat, you need to change. You need to bring a solution. You need to come with alternative energy solutions. So we need to make that transition from thermometers to become what? To become thermostats. So we now become agents of change, agents of transformation. So I'm saying, let that encounter that you've had, because Moses had an encounter, Joseph had an encounter, Jacob had an encounter which changed him. All these people had an encounter with Christ, which forever changed them, and then caused them to go out there to be salt, to be light. Joseph brought in new systems and structures in the marketplace because he had an encounter. So encounter is not just for you to brag about and put on Facebook, hey, me and my encounter, hashtag encounter. No, it's not just for posting. Encounter must bring some tangible change. That you become a Joseph or a Josephine, if you want to go that way, you know, that you use that encounter now to make you into that thermostat, that now you also go out there and you begin to change the atmosphere. So that's the other thing I would love to say about encounters, that use the encounter to cause you to change the atmosphere, and the atmosphere must to cause you to change the nation, to cause you to change your generation, to cause you to change your community that you're in there, to make you light, salt and light. And like I've said, purpose to have more than one encounter. Moses didn't just have the burning bush. It wasn't like, okay, burning bush, push up, get up, me and burning bush. No, he had the Mount Sinai encounter as well. He came back and his face was radiating with God's glory. So expect to have more than one encounter in your life. For me, I'm expecting every day. I want it to be a day of encountering Christ in somewhere. Encounter him in the word. Encounter him in your prayer time, in your worship time. So I have an expectation when I wake up in the morning that I'm going to encounter him in a new way. In a new way. So yes, encounter and use it even in your job out there professionally. Use those encounters to change the marketplace. Look at Joseph in his dream, that's an encounter. God encountered and met him in his dreams. What happened when those dreams unfolded? Those dreams unfolded in the marketplace. They brought a famine relief strategy. So the encounters now should be downloaded in you to make you change the environment that you've been placed in. It must be an encounter that you can have that whatever company you're working for, that company can benefit as a result of your encounters, your experiences with God. Joseph dreamed dreams that, were aligned to the kingdom perspective that now he could roll out in the marketplace, you know. So make sure that those encounters now bring forth certain dreams and visions. There are different types of dreams and visions, you know. There are dreams and visions that come as a result of encountering God. And then, you know, there are just those pop and fleece dreams that... that come because you ate too much chisanyama. No, asifuni chisanyama dreams. Now, we're not talking about the ones that you ate too much biryani or you overshot, you know, Thanksgiving turkey, kind of overload on the Thanksgiving turkey, chisanyama bride dreams. No, we're talking about dreams, prophetic dreams, where you've encountered God in a dream and those can be rolled out. In the marketplace, used a strategy, spirit-filled encounters where the Spirit of God is there and they can produce a strategy that can be rolled out. They can bring solutions. They can ensure sustainability out there in the marketplace. So yes, encounters, guys. Let's go out there. Let's not think encounter is a one-time thing. Yeah. Hashtag, yes, I mean, the woman at the well encountered him once, but I can guarantee you that that was not the last time she encountered him. But it only took one encounter to motivate, to inspire, to encourage her to go out there and testify of her encounter. So go out there, testify them, look for encounters on a daily basis, embrace them, see how you can utilize them to express them, testify of them, encourage others, edify others, witness of your your encounter and win souls to the Lord. But let's go out there and look for encounters.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Not bup and flazen.
not the too much food encounters. No. The stomach belly count encounters.
No. The spiritual one.
The spiritual one.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Pearl.